Yes, this is Think Tank on the road again. And Jonathan Amm, you went somewhere in Cork where there were venture capitalists. Where did you go to?
It was an event pool that was hosted by Cork BIC. And it was hosted at Ballymaloe at the grain store.
That's Ballymaloe, the world famous food place?
I believe it is, yes, out in East Cork. And that was really interesting event. They had different entrepreneurs from around the world. They had venture capitalists, angel investors. They brought in people from professors of entrepreneurialism from London Business School. So it was very, very interesting sort of collective of different people that are interested in promoting venture capital and investment in startup businesses in Ireland.
So this wasn't purely a local East Cork thing. This was actually bigger than that?
Absolutely. I think I'm not sure exactly in terms of what Cork BIC is all about, but I mean, it seemed to have quite a low profile media-wise, but very, very well-planned event. They had some excellent speakers.
Okay, name names. Come on. Who sticks in your mind? International. You said international first, right? What countries?
They had a guy called Bill Lau, who's from Australia, and a very, very dynamic speaker. I think he really added a global edge to the whole thing.
He's the Coder Dojo guy.
Yeah, he's the guy that's, I think he's involved in Coder Dojo with James Welton. He's the young computer programmer and entrepreneur. I think he's got a company called Disruptive Developments. It's like a programming company based in Cork. Young guy, like 18, 19. And he actually also did a speaking gig, which was great. Great to see young entrepreneurs with confidence, you know, talking about their businesses, lots of passion. I thought it was really excellent.
Do you know that James Welton popped up in Scottsdale during the week?
Wow.
And my sister lives in Scottsdale, right?
Wow.
So I turn on Twitter and I see that James Welton at about 8 o'clock in the morning Irish time, he must have been up late at night or something like that, was actually, tweeting his photographs on
wow.
Instagram. And I sent him a tweet saying, do you want to go and visit my sister? But he completely ignored that. Go on, back to BIC in Ballymaloe.
So yeah, great speakers, obviously great food as well at Ballymaloe. And I think it was the first time that they'd actually had an actual conference event at the grain store at Ballymaloe. So
really I know this grain store place because I personally know the guy who put the windows in there.
Right, wow.
Yeah, a guy called Lionel Powell, a really good friend of mine, an incredibly good sculptor,
wow.
who's now in South Wales. He actually did the windows. He's a great iron working guy on conservation.
Okay.
And the family in Ballymaloe, I know about the grain store. I saw, I was there one of the times it opened, you know, the opening gig there. But come on, you said there were people from lots of countries. Were you... I know your memory is vague, and it's only now about 7:30 in the morning, and I'm putting you on the spot.
I need coffee.
You need coffee? Well, you'll just have to... The trouble is the road from Cork to Dublin doesn't have a motorway cafe.
Oh, that's not good, Paul. Come on, 21st century. We need more motorway coffee docks.
Well, we're not sitting down in protest on the motorway against the absence of coffee, I can tell you that. We need to get to the Book of Kells.
Absolutely, the Book of Kells awaits.
Okay, go back to these international guys with Bill Lau. What countries? Were there South Africans there?
No, I think I was the lone South African, unfortunately.
Who let you in? How did you get in?
I kind of snuck in, Paul.
What? You snuck in?
A gate crashed Ballymaloe. No, jokes aside, there were lots of interesting people. There was a very interesting entrepreneur from... not entrepreneur, but a financial venture capitalist from... I think it was Deloitte from Dublin, Indian guy that had been living in the US for 20 years and studied there. So yeah, just very interesting, some really, some heavy hitters in the world of finance as well. And then a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of local indigenous Irish guys that had started companies, some of which had been shortlisted for various awards. So yeah, just great to see that entrepreneurial kind of spirit rising up in Cork almost. I think often there's not a lot of events that speak purely about, you know, business startups and venture capital. A lot of it's very functional and technical. This was great to actually, you know, meet venture capitalists and investors and, you know, people that are willing to back people that have got great ideas.
Why did we start talking about this as a matter of interest? I've forgotten why we started this conversation.
I've absolutely no idea, Paul.
I know what it was. It was all because we decided we actually would like to meet Bill Lau soon, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And then he popped into your head as having been in the grain store.
Absolutely, absolutely. He seemed like a great guy. He really got branding. A lot of his talk was about branding, and I think he's written a book called Stone Soup, which I've been meaning to get.
And I have been meaning to get?
Yeah, so we should...
We should carry on meaning to get it. Let's go and meet the author. Forget the book.
Absolutely.
Let's go and meet the horse.
Absolutely. I think he's based in Cork somewhere. And,
I saw Bill Lau speak
recently.
He spoke in Dublin at Twitter.
Okay.
And basically, there was a thing called Twitter Tea held in Dublin. And I went with Donald Cahalan and John Peavoy and Gordon Murray of Murrian.
Murrian,
yeah.
Yes.
And he's a developer, software developer, very bright young guy. They had this thing called, which Donald Cahalan and organized, and Conor O'Neill organized. And basically, we had live Skyping in from San Francisco.
Wow.
A couple of the guys, Jason Costa from Twitter.
Wow.
And the other guy whose name I could never remember, which is, but the two of them were there. And the room was full of developers. And basically, it was a gig for developers in which they were sort of basically showing Twitter, I guess, that Ireland has got developers. They don't all have to be imported in from other countries to work for Twitter or whatever, that there's talent in Ireland. And it was called Twitter Tea. Twitter hold Twitter Teas all over the world, and, well, in San Francisco and in London.
Brilliant.
And, you know, maybe when Twitter is fully established in Ireland, there will be a regular Twitter Tea. But Bill Lau came and did I was very clever, you know, he did a pitch, basically. He didn't really say anything about Twitter. He talked about Coder Dojo, and it was a classic one where his presentation was incredibly simple. He basically said, you know, something like, this is what it's about, this is why it's important, and he had a call to action. He said, now, which of you want to change the world in this direction?
Absolutely.
Put up your hands. And then, so I put up my hand, and he said, right, so which of you actually want to be a mentor or provide real practical support to Coder Dojo? So, left my hand up. So, but basically,
you're a Coder Dojo mentor.
I'm not, exactly, because I then had a subsequent meeting about it, and that's another story we come back to. But the thing about Bill is that he knows how to do a pitch, basically.
Yeah, well.
You know, there was a call to action. You know, and I'm only talking about a 3-minute pitch, you know, but it had a call to action, and every person in the room was involved.
Wow.
Either involved by keeping their hand down, they had to make a decision.
Absolutely.
Or keeping involved by putting their hand up.
That's fantastic.
It was so.
Well,
Stone Soup is
Stone Soup. I mean, Bill's done lots of pitches in his time. I think as a tech entrepreneur and someone who's been involved in quite a few IPOs, I think.
He's down in Kinsale, I think.
I think he is.
There's some good people in Kinsale. You know that guy you introduced me to the other night? Latitude?
Latitude, yeah.
Bobby
from Latitude, yeah.
Bobby who?
Bobby, I forget his surname.
Yeah, but he's an nautical. Latitude nautical charts?
Yeah, and I think there's also, what's the new judge on...
the new judge on X Factor?
Not X Factor.
No?
Dragon's Den.
Who
same
cares?
Thing, though.
Same. The new judge on Dragon's Den. Who's the new judge? I don't know. I never watched Dragon's Den.
Irish-American guy. He's pretty good. He's the judge that actually knows a bit about business. But I think he's...
Oh, I remember being highly impressed with his credentials.
I think he's also based down in Kinsale.
So. Oh, maybe we'll go and see him.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not? I think Kinsale is where it's happening.
Okay, look, where have we got to on the road to Dublin now? Oh, I can see mountains out to the right.
You're
I can
the
see.
Navigator.
Yeah. I'm in charge of navigation. Well, we're on a road, right? And the road is we've paid to be on it, so we're entitled to stay here, right? We're on a toll road,
you can drive fast.
And it's now 7:50 in the morning.
Absolutely.
And if we keep like this, we'll be in Dublin.
Two ticks.
Cheerio from Think Tank on the Road.